Hello.
Hi, William. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, Ruben?
Good, good, good. I'm working on your file. I just had a quick question for you to make sure we have the correct addresses. So the new address that we have, and you said there's a problem with the with the zip code, is that correct?
90010.
Okay, so give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
only,
is that
only,
go ahead?
Only yes, please, yes, go ahead.
So is the zip code of your new location? So this is what I have for your new location. For your new location, I have the address that I have is, give me a second. I have 450 Southwestern Avenue, number 222, Los Angeles, California, 90020. And you're saying it's 10?
Yeah, 90010, right, yes.
But I have a question. When you sent me that seller's permit, that says 90020.
I think the seller's permit is wrong because 90010. You can check the Google Map.
So give me that address again. 450.
No.
What, Southwestern
South Western Avenue, number 222, Los Angeles, California, 90010.
It's 20 on Google Maps.
Yeah, 2010 is the same location, but prefer 10. You know.
No. On Google Maps, it's 90020.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's one. What?
Yes. No. It doesn't matter for me. Yes.
Okay. You know, on Google Maps, it shows 20.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So we'll use the 20. Okay. So
yes. Mm-hmm.
Here's the next step. I'm going to get these transactions funded in order. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to send an email over to your sales rep because I'm going to have them update the invoice for the Trust One sale. You're going to get a call today. The company that's going to call you is called Ascentium Capital. They're going to verify just your identity, and they're going to verify that we're paying for the equipment for Trust One. Once that we can release a payment. Once that phone call is done, we will send the wire to Trust One. I believe your billing cycle will be the first. I'm going to follow up. So if your billing cycle is on the first of the month, that means that your first month payment will cover October 1st to October 30th. We'll collect a small payment from September 20th, to September 30th, the last part of the month. And then your second full payment would be due November 1st, okay?
Okay.
Let me send an email over to Trust One. I'm going to give them a call right now. Make sure we have the updated invoice with your correct address. And then once that's done, we will get the other equipment from Intelligentsia funded today, okay?
Yeah, so the Intelligentsia is John, and the person who cared for me in the Trust One, the name is Ryan.
Yeah, he called me today. He called me yesterday.
Oh, Ryan, yes. You can ask Ryan, so he will give it to you.
Is John available now if I call him at Intelligentsia?
Yeah, John is today, he's available because he came back. I'm going to call him first. Then what company are you calling from?
What company am I calling from?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff, right? Bank of Cardiff going to call them, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call them, but you will get a call from a company called Ascentium Capital today to verify the payment for Trust One, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to call them both right now and get this wrapped up for you, okay?
All right, good. Okay, thanks.
So we're going to stick with the 90020. I'm going to get this I'm going to get this rolling right now for you, okay?
All right, good.
Thank you.
And also, you're going to give me another, I have to sign, no more sign in Intelligentsia, right?
There's one page you're going to have to sign. Once the equipment is done from Trust One, I will send that over to you today to get it signed, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.